until 1942. Tell us about the development of radio and aviation in that period.
Well, this man, Hiscock, was a very unusual character. He was very far-sighted, a brilliant man. He had graduated from Cornell, and when the dean called him up one day and said, look, you've taken a lot of courses and done well in them, but they don't make a formal course for anything, any particular study. He said, well, that's all right. I'm just going to take all the subjects in which I'm of interest, and then when I get to those, I'll quit. And he had become a vice president of a bank at a very early age, developed TB, and went out west and started hop farming as a means of curing himself, which he did. And during the First World War, he was bombing instructor, and he was Bill Boeing's brother-in-law. Bill Boeing had this requirement. Bill Boeing at that time there was five lines that made up United eventually, but Boeing Air Transport ran from San Francisco to Chicago. Pacific Air Transport ran from San Diego to up in Seattle. Varney Airlines ran from Portland over to Salt Lake, and Boeing ran from San Francisco to Chicago. I mentioned that before. Then National Air Transport ran from Chicago to Dallas and Chicago to New York. Those are the four or five lines that made up United Airlines. And he felt that he should be conduct himself to for the benefit of all aviation, and he was very imaginative. He was an amateur radio. He became an amateur radio while he was running the hop farm, and Bill asked him to come in to try and make radio work in the airplanes, which of course involved the problem of shielding, which was a very severe problem at that time. And Hiscock, incidentally, when Frank Caldwell was given the award for the variable pitch prop, he gave credit to Hiscock because I'd seen Hiscock's mathematics on it. It was unusual. Worked very hard. You'd go to bed in Chicago and you never knew where you would have breakfast next morning, in which city you'd have breakfast. He'd call you up from the West Coast, say, I think there's an unusual condition out here. You better come out and see it. So he'd crawl out of bed, go down to the lab, pick up some test equipment, and climb on an airplane, nothing like reservations, and fly out, sleep on the way, maybe work all day and sleep all night. The hours we put in at that time was just amazing. I wish I could do it now.